Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold Golden Sun, and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. I hope that you are starting your day, waking up, having some tea or coffee or whatever you're doing. I'm trying to not do any caffeine for 3 weeks and a little crazy, huh, Tom?
That's a battle for me. That's my one vice.
God, I got a really bad headache from it. So I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's something that I really enjoy, but I need to just cleanse my body. Anyways, I'm so glad that you are all here with me. And of course, Tom, and you are tuned in to the brighter side of life right here on the 805. I'm Kim Pagano. And of course, Tom Spence is here with me. And we've got some great guests for you. I do want to remind you of our phone number, because that phone number not only gets you to know who we're talking to, know how to buy the books, where to buy them, but also just, really finds out. We have lots and lots of giveaways. And so we would love for you to call in. And also, we love the feedback. We love to know what you're thinking about our show. So I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. And of course, our show is all about the brighter side. And to start it off with a little motivation, don't go through life, grow through life. And sometimes we just, it's like that point A to point B. You don't even know how you got there. And it's about really in just enjoying. We are in February. We're in the month of love. And it's all about really just kind of being lovable and being honest with everyone. And I'm so excited with our first guest. We're going to be talking about the 7 laws of love and the essential principles for building strong relationships. We've got Dave Willis. I'm really excited to talk with him. Also joining us is Dan Millman, and we're going to be talking about the 4 purposes of life. And lastly, we've got David Johnson from Fox Performing Arts Center, and he is the producers of Mel Brooks' musical. And so it's going to be a great show. I'm so glad that you are here. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter and of course our podcast. And when you call in, ask to get one of our newsletters. It goes out every week, and it really just tells a little bit about all of our guests and anything that's happening out here in the 805 and all around. We've actually been growing, so we've got all the way out to Riverside now. And we would love to connect you with all those things. So again, call us at 805-419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about our great giveaways?
We have some fantastic restaurants. Let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. the Midtown Cafe, also the Urbain Cafe, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, Freebirds, World Burrito, Veggie Grill, a free kids meal, and that's from The Habit. We have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill along with Dickie's Barbecue Pit, plus Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and the Lure Fish House. How about for Valentine's Day and Valentine's Month here on the Kim Pagano Show? We have a gift of lingerie. We have Kate and Lace certificates on hand. And we also have your hubby getting some sugar. How about that from Rolling Pin Donuts? And make your wife's day complete with a makeover from Kim Pagano.
There
straight
you.
Up. And my wife is going to be there very, very soon.
I know.
She's
I can't
to,
wait. There you go.
She's going to stop in. Flowers, Secret Garden, roses, tulips for Valentine's can be yours. We also have on Sunday, February 14th, MovieCo Theater's presentation of the Valentine's Comedy Night Special. It's a lot of fun with Jason Love. And then through February 14th, Rubicon Theater presents Sea Rock City. Harlem Globetrotters in town. They're going to be bouncing basketballs in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. And Shen Yun. Didn't realize the impact of this show.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's everywhere. A beautiful display. The profound spirit of a lost civilization. You are going to find it with Shen Yun in Thousand Oaks at the Cavalry Theater. Those are the prizes.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008, because we have so many things. I'm going to start off with a Rolling Pin Donuts. If you've ever had, have you ever eaten at Rolling Pin? Oh my God.
I've not had the pleasure.
Oh my God, you have to. I'm telling you, they're open 24/7. Did you hear that? 24/7. And the line is as big in the morning as it is in the evening.
Those are my hours, 24/7.
I'm telling you, oh my God, it's so good there. Anyways, and so I would love to share that with you. That's over located on Las Posas Road. I've got a dozen donuts for one of our great callers. And I've got some Harlem Globetrotter tickets that I would love to get out there. So call us right now. Let's start with our first guest, and Dave Willis. Dave, are you there? Dave?
Yes, thank you, Kim. I am so honored to be part of the program today, so thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome, and thank you so much for being here, and of course, your patience and everything. We are so excited to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Absolutely. Well, I live in Augusta, Georgia. I love caffeine, so I don't think I have the discipline to do what you're doing right now.
I know, it's really hard, I'm telling you.
That's impressive. I think I'm probably 3 cups of coffee in already.
Uh-oh.
So I should detox. I should take a page out of your book.
There you go.
But I've got 4 young kids, which is part of the reason why I have all the coffee.
Yeah.
My wife and I started the marriage page on Facebook about 5 years ago, and that's grown to become a community all its own. And that, along with the work that I do as a pastor here in Georgia, has just kind of helped me see the need for people to really have tools to help them build stronger relationships, because I believe that's really the point of life, that we're made to be in healthy relationships, and we don't know how to do it all the time. But I think that God wants us to have the tools, and so the 7 Laws of Love, which is the book, really goes back to those timeless truths that have always worked and that we've lost sight of a little bit as a culture. But if we'll apply them to our marriages, our friendships, our families, I believe every one of our relationships can improve, and that when our relationship improves, our life improves as a result. So that's the journey that led to the book in a nutshell.
Wow, I love that. And is this your first book?
Well, I've self-published several books, mostly on marriage and family issues, but this is the first book that's been nationally published. And so it's been a completely different experience, but I'm so excited about the message of it, and I'm really excited that this was the first one that was kind of picked up and taken nationwide, because I think the message of it is something unique and something that I hope will really help people.
So let's just start off. I never usually do this, but I'm going to start off backwards. What is your message? What is the loud message that we're going to get from your book?
Well, the loud message that you're going to get from the book is that you and I one day, hopefully many, many years from now, we're going to be coming to the end of our time on Earth. And in that moment, and I've spent a lot of time with people who are at that moment where they're, you know, on their deathbed, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, all that matters to people, all that's going to matter to me in that moment, all that's going to matter to all of us is our relationship with God, our relationship with our family, with our friends, and all the other pursuits of life that just consume our time and make us worried and make us, you know, just preoccupied about it, you know, our careers, our hobbies, all those other things. It's not that they're unimportant. It's just that they're not nearly as important as relationships. And so the big takeaway from this book is simply to look at life through the lens of knowing that love is what matters most, mm-hmm. and living well really begins with loving well. And if we'll prioritize our relationships and make it a mission to make them healthy, then that's the most important part of life. And we shouldn't wait until we get to the end to discover that.
Gosh, I love that. I love that. That's beautiful. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here on the 805. We're talking with Dave Willis. We're talking about his book, The Seven Laws of Love. And I know that you're the author of For Women and For Men Only. Is that another book?
Well, Shanti Feldhahn, who wrote the foreword to my book, and my wife and I have partnered with her and her husband on several other projects. She wrote a great foreword to this book, and I was honored to have her partnership in it. And she's written several books, including For Women Only and For Men Only, that I strongly encourage readers to check out as well. Both of those are New York Times bestsellers, and her research and insight into relationships is stellar, and I was truly honored to have her partnership on this book.
I love it. And so the seven laws of love, is that for men, or is that for women, or is that for relationships?
That is for relationships.
Okay.
That is, what are those principles that really define love and govern love? And we tend to not think of love in that way. We think of it as this feeling that we can't really wrap our minds around. And when we approach love that way, then we're not giving any solid foundation to our relationships, because if we're only basing our marriage, for instance, on how we feel, then it's going to be up and down one day to the next. But if we can base those relationships on something that's more solid, then they're going to thrive for life. And so the seven laws of love are just those clear principles that work, whether it's a marriage, a friendship, your relationship with your children. And there are things like, the very first one is love requires commitment. That love, more than a feeling, is really a commitment. That when we look at someone and say, I love you, we're not just expressing our feelings for them, but what we're saying is, I'm committed to you. I'm going to be there for you no matter what life throws our way. I'm making a promise to you about our shared future. And every strong relationship begins there. The strength of our commitment will create the strength of our relationship.
I love that. And, you know, I'm so glad that we're talking about this, especially, you know, in the month of love. But, you know, to me, I think that, and we've been kind of discussing this on our show, that, you know, to death do us part isn't really a big thing anymore. And, you know, people, they have a couple little hiccups in their life and they don't, it's like, okay, well, we're done. Well, what do you mean we're done? Wait, this is just another chapter. We need to strengthen. We need to work harder, that means. What's your thought on that?
I think you're exactly right, Kim. I think that, and one of the big motivations for writing the book in the first place was a desire to help marriages, even though it's not just a marriage book. I just have such a heart for helping marriages, because I think that our culture has gotten away from that idea of commitment in marriage. And we sadly looked at divorce not as a last resort, but as something to just fix.
That's tangible to everybody, that because we can. And we don't realize that, you know, that because we can, we don't have those long, you know, 50-year marriages anymore. We don't have, you know, it's, what does it do to our children when we give up? What does that show them that they can't? I mean, we need to be the structure, the foundation of our families. Do you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I think that we need to strive to have the kind of marriages that make our children want to actually be married someday.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to realize that they're looking at us, and by the way we treat our spouses, they're learning what they should expect from their future spouse someday, and they're also learning the way they should treat their future spouse someday.
Mm.
And so we need to be so mindful of the way that we're treating our spouse, not only for the sake of our marriage, but also for the sake of knowing we're handing down these values to the next generation, and they're shaping their idea of love and of marriage and of commitment based in many ways on how they see mom and dad interacting. And so when you come to a rough spot in your marriage, work through it together, and you're going to be stronger on the other side. The couples that I know who've made it through life and have a happy, thriving marriage all the way till the end, they're not the couples who didn't have any reasons to get divorced. They're just the ones whose commitment to each other was always more important than the reasons they had to get divorced. And so stick it out together. It's worth it.
I love that. So what are some of the ways our society has defined the concept of love?
I think that some of the ways we've misused the concept of love is that we've approached it selfishly. And love, by its very nature, is one of the most selfless concepts and one of the most selfless gifts ever. I mean, it's the way that God created it to be. We approach love more like a consumer. You know, what can this person do for me? How is this person making me feel? And the moment they're not living up to their end of the bargain or making me feel the way that I want to feel, then I'm out of here. We've approached love kind of how we would approach a networking relationship. You know, networking is where you do good for somebody, usually in business, because you expect that they're going to do something good for you is equal or greater than you've done for them. And when we take that mindset into our friendships and into our marriages, and it just becomes this transactional, I'm going to do this for you, but you better instantly do something at least as good for me.
So the tit for tat kind of thing, correct?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Instead of going out there and giving back or helping or, you know what I mean, just loving for no reason. Loving because you, that's who you are, not expecting in return, correct?
That's really what makes love love. When we're doing something good, expecting something good in return, it's not really love. Love's in its purest form when we do good for someone with no thought of repayment, simply because we love them, that the act itself is the reward because we're doing for someone that we love. And we've got to get back to that selfless mindset of entering into relationships, not constantly thinking, what can I get out of this, but how can I encourage, how can I adore this other person, how can I invest in this other person? And how can I continue to choose to love this person, even on the days when I struggle to like this person? Because people usually need love the most in those moments when they actually deserve love the least. I know that's true in my case. When I'm the least lovable, when I'm pushing people away that they care about me, those are usually the moments when I actually need love the most.
Oh, I love that. Dave, will you stay? We need to take a really quick break, but will you stay with us? Because I want to continue on because our life is so hectic, and I just want to get some guidance on how to stay strong through those times.
Oh, I'd be honored to.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. And, of course, we're talking with Dave Willis right now. We're talking about the 7 laws of love. And, of course, I want to give something away. How about making somebody feel really good? I would love to do somebody's hair right now. And I really believe in looking good, feeling good, and doing good. And that is over at my salon right here in Westlake. And I'd love to share that with somebody. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give some Rubicon tickets here. And of course, I just saw Sea Rock City. Oh my God, I'm telling you, it's such a great show and you are not going to want to miss that. If you don't win tickets here, definitely go to Rubicon and get your tickets there. It's playing all the way till February 14th. And it's a sequel to The Last Train to Nybrak. So call in right now and I've got a couple pairs of tickets for you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Dave Willis right now. We're talking about the seven laws of love. And Dave, thank you so much for staying with us. For families who are in, you know, hectic, raising kids, juggling a lot of responsibility, what are some of the ways to build stronger relationships?
Well, that's a great question, Kim.
Thank you.
I think about it like this, that, you know, in our economy, the way our world works, money is sort of the currency. Dollars are the currency of our economy. But in relationships, time is the currency of relationships. That's how we invest into relationships. It always comes down to an investment of our time. And not just investments of minutes and hours, but investments of focus. Because it's possible to be in the same room with somebody, but in a completely different world. And it's because of all the technology around us. I'm addicted to my iPhone like most people. I'm checking it way too much. And so I've had to really had some hard conversations with my wife and with myself, frankly, to just say, I don't want my spouse, my kids' memories of me to be the top of my head while I was always looking at my phone or my computer screen. And so one of the best and simplest ways we can invest into those relationships with our loved ones is simply to say, you know what, when I walk in my house at the end of the day, I'm not going to be on my phone. I'm going to put those things aside as often as I can so that I'm given the very best of myself and not my leftovers. And I'm teaching my kids, I'm teaching my, showing my spouse in very practical ways that you're more important than whatever I'm scrolling through online. Not that we're never going to get on those things, because I mean, those tools are just part of life and they can be great for helping us stay connected.
But you know what? I totally agree with you of trying to be unplugged. My son, who is never really, you know, I mean, he's always going on. And last night he sat down and he's like, Mom, you're on your phone a lot. And I, you know, at first I wanted to defend. And then I thought, oh my God, he's taking the time that he wants to talk to me. This is important. I need to really take notice of it. And I just want to, you know, urge everyone out there that if you're, I mean, don't get it to that point where your kids have to tell you that you're on the phone all the time. You want to cherish that time, you know. And it's funny, I've been asking them, I have four kids and of course, you know, some son-in-laws and grandchildren. And the best thing to do is family night, dinners, play games with them. You want to be invested in your family. And some of us are so on that wheel that we can't get past anything else. So this is a perfect time to just really get invested back in your life again.
No, and I love that point you made even about family dinners. I read a report recently that it said one of the best things you can do for the long-term emotional health of a child is consistently have a family dinner together. And our lives are so busy that, you know, the same report said that one-fourth of all the food we consume is consumed in our car, you know, as we're just on the go. And we've got to slow down and be intentional about saying we're going to gather around a table, we're going to, you know, pass a basket where we can all drop our cell phones in it so nobody's checking those at the table. And we're going to have, even if it's just 20 minutes a day, we're going to have meaningful interaction that's uninterrupted from the outside world. and doing that consistently, and really it's all about consistency in relationships or any other part of life. When we do that with consistency, it's going to make a huge difference in our families.
Wow, I totally agree. So let me ask you, you know, I know we have a couple minutes. I'm going to have you back because, gosh, this is so important. It really is for me and I think to all of us. I really think it's you know, something that we need to look at. But my question to you is, can you just go through what the laws of love are?
Sure, absolutely. The first one we talked about, and I put it first because I think it's so foundational, and it's that love requires commitment, and the strength of our commitments will always determine the strength of our relationships. And so that's where it begins. The second one kind of flows naturally out of that. It's that love selflessly sacrifices, and that goes back to that same idea that we can't take this selfish, consumer-driven mindset into relationships, but we've got to put that other person's needs and their desires ahead of our own, and that when we will do that, we will benefit and they will benefit too as a result. And when both people in the relationship approach it with that same mindset, that's when the relationship really thrives and becomes all it could be. The next one is that love speaks truth, that honesty always paves the way to intimacy. And if we want to build a relationship on a foundation of trust, which it has to be that way for any relationship to thrive, we've got to speak the truth. We've got to be clear. We've got to be transparent. And we've got to fight for trust in those relationships. And when we've blown it, we need to seek forgiveness and we need to do everything we can to work to rebuild that trust.
I love
it. Another is that, love brings healing. You know, that when we're wounded in any way, and we all carry around wounds, that love, when we're surrounded by those that we love, actually has the power to kind of help those emotional wounds, those heartbreaks of the past, to really heal. That was kind of God's plan for healing the deepest wounds of the human soul was love. And I share some great true stories, really in all these chapters, about people who were living this out in really, really profound ways. Another is that love conquers fear. I think we all have these deep fears of insecurity, fears of rejection, fears of things that might happen in life, but love has a way to chase that fear away and actually give us more courage. And I share some great stories about what that really looks like.
Well, I love what you've done, and I definitely, Dave, would like to have you back. And where do we get your book?
Absolutely. And first, thank you again, Kim, for what you do and for allowing me to be on the program. I'd love to come back anytime.
Oh, that'd be great.
Connect with me at davewillis.org, where I blog about these issues, and also there's more information about the book. And you can find the Seven Laws of Love book most anywhere books are sold. It's certainly on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. Many bookstores should have it in stock. And if you can't find it there, then go to my site, and I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
There you go. Dave Willis, The Seven Laws of Love. Thank you so much, and we'll definitely have you back.
Thank you again, Kim.
Please share our show with everyone.
Absolutely.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we're going to actually just move right on in to our next guest, Dan Millman, and we're talking about the four purposes of life. Dan, welcome to The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim. Good to be here with you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Okay, I was a young gymnast and then a coach at Stanford University and later a college professor at Oberlin College in Ohio. Later, I tried many different jobs until I found my calling, which seemed to be writing. I wrote a book called Way of the Peaceful Warrior. Now I have about 17 books out there in 29 languages. And one of
Congratulations.
My books,
wow.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. So there you are.
Wow, that's great. And so you have 17. So the author, The Way of the Peaceful Warrior is your other book, correct?
Yes, it's my best known book, and they made a film of that with Nick Nolte in 2000.
Oh, wow.
Quite universal. Yes.
Very cool.
There we are.
So how did you go from being a college athlete and a coach to writing books about personal and spiritual growth?
Well, in brief, I was focused on the idea of how we could develop more physical talent for athletics. But later, my interest expanded out of the gymnasium, and I started asking bigger questions of how we can develop talent and life skills for daily life, for the challenges we meet in relationships, in work, health, finances, career decisions. And that those questions sent me on a search around the world for over a decade, studying with various mentors, and it ended up in an approach to living that I've described in my quite a few books since then over the last 30 years.
Wow, that's great. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, tuning in with us, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dan Millman. We're talking about the four purposes of life. What are the first? What is the first purpose?
Well, the book is titled The Four Purposes of Life. There are many purposes, learning to love, awakening, all kinds of purposes. But the four I define in the book begin with learning life's lessons. And there's much more to that than most people might imagine.
Okay. So when you say there's more to that, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is most people think, oh, yes, you know, it's pretty mundane. I've learned from my life experience. But I'm suggesting that Earth is a perfect school. Lessons repeat themselves until we learn them. Maybe you've noticed that. And if we don't learn easy lessons, they get more dramatic in the sense daily life is guaranteed to teach us everything we need to learn in order to continue to evolve as human beings. One doesn't need to read my books or anyone's or attend any seminars to evolve. People were evolving before books and seminars. But the reason I write books and teach is good reminders can help people to learn the lessons of everyday life with a little more grace, a little less pain. And that's why learning life's lessons is so important. As a matter of fact, there are 12 courses in the School of Life. We're all here to pass before we graduate.
Okay. What is it, like, three of the lessons?
Well, three of the courses. The first is discovering our worth, our innate human worth, and avoiding self-sabotage. The second is reclaiming our will. In other words, learning to turn what we know into what we actually do. The third is energizing our body. So these are three foundation elements, and it goes into taming our minds, managing our money, and the other 12. These are the courses we're all involved in and enrolled in, whether we know it or not, in the School of Everyday Life.
I love that. You know what it is? It's, you know, you always hear the hard knocks, the School of Hard Knocks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's kind of like that, right?
Yes, it is. You could say daily life is a form of spiritual weightlifting, strengthen our spirit. If we don't lift any weights, we don't get any stronger. So part of the first purpose is helping everyone and offering a reminder of the value of everyday life, even the things that are difficult or challenging, especially those. I even get into a concept called voluntary adversity.
Okay. What is the second purpose?
The second purpose is the one many people think of as their purpose. What am I here to do? It's finding our career and calling. And it's important to understand the difference between the two. When we're told to do what you love and the money will follow, that may apply or it may not. In other words, what we love is our calling. What we just love doing in our discretionary time, a hobby, a sport, being a cinephile, going to movies, whatever it is we just enjoy doing, that's our calling. It may or may not involve money. Because our career is about producing an income. It's a very basic life skill. So it's important for people to understand the difference. So young artists won't be starving artists forever, and they might get a day job, too. They produce an income, then pursue their calling. And the biggest point I probably make, and I go into how to do this, is self-knowledge. Because if we don't really know ourselves, we may make the right choice for the wrong person, the one we thought we were. And in our 20s, we call them the trying 20s, because those of us in our 20s, we try this, then we try that, then we try that. And many adults are searching for the right career, and there are ways to help clarify our path in that direction.
I love that. Okay, great. And so what steps can someone take to immerse themselves in each moment and really find the flow or the zone as other athletes experience?
Well, really addresses the fourth purpose.
Okay.
The fourth purpose of life. The fourth purpose is attending to our purpose in this present moment. Now, we've all heard the saying, it's good to live in the present moment, but often people take it in as a slogan rather than really understanding what it involves. And it's not just being in the present, because we can't be anywhere else. It's about attending to what needs to be done right now. People may not understand what is your cosmic purpose, but we always know what our purpose is in this moment. You know what your purpose is in this moment. I know what mine is now. Your listeners know what their purpose is. So it may be the most important purpose of all, because with all the ideas in learning life's lessons and career and calling and the third most mysterious purpose I get into about our life path in the third purpose, it brings it all down to earth, to this moment. And it helps simplify our life. Because, see, Mark Twain once said, I've had many troubles in my life, most of which never happened. Because most of our troubles are in our heads, thinking about the past and future, which actually don't exist. Tomorrow never
happens. Wow, that's a huge reminder right there. That's very good, Dan. Yeah. Dan, I want to ask you, okay, so each of the four purposes leads readers towards greater clarity, correct?
Yes, that's why I wrote the book.
Okay. So if you could sum up, what are we going to really receive from your book?
Well, in the Peaceful Warrior movies, my character, Dan, has this realization, which we all understand. He said, it's the journey that makes us happy, not the destination. But without a destination in mind, there is no journey. We just wander around. To our point A, we need to find a point B and move toward it. I could define success as moving toward a meaningful goal. I didn't say reaching. I just said moving toward it. It makes for a purposeful life. As Robert Byrne once said, the purpose of life is the life of purpose. So on that journey, it's helpful to have a map or at least a flashlight to help guide our way so we don't stumble as much. And that's the whole point of understanding these four purposes and how they impact our everyday life.
So, Dan, let me ask you, you know, I always say, you know, a good foundation, a good family foundation is important. Did you have that in growing up?
You know, I did. I was very lucky. I had an intact family, grew up middle class in Los Angeles, parents who showed their caring for myself and my sister. So I was lucky in that way. I didn't have to start with that kind of adversity where troubled early life, though there have been many stories, of course, of people who emerge from that even stronger. In fact, every adversity does have hidden gifts, which I point out in the book.
So you talk about that in your book, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And now, do you have children?
I do. I have three daughters and four grandkids.
Wow, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
And so if you could give, you know, all of your knowledge that you wrote this book, The Four Purposes of Life, what would be your biggest gift that you would share with our listeners and your family?
Well, I don't know that I can summarize everything in the book in a sentence or two, but let me just say that it's so important for all of us. This is what I've told my daughters too, not to second guess ourselves too much in terms of what I could have or should have done. And if only, but just to trust that wherever we step, the path appears, even if it may not always feel like that.
I love that. And so many of us do. We all look at, you know, God, we should have, or we could have, or we would have. And really, we just need to honor our journey of where we are today. And which brings me back really to our purpose in life. And I love your book, The Four Purposes of Life. I would love to have you back and dig deeper. And where do we find your book?
It's available at all the usual places, online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and local stores as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Dan. I hope that you share our show with everyone. And thank you so much for sharing your book here on The Kim Pagano Show.
It's a pleasure, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with David Johnson. And we're going to be talking about the play, The Producers, a Mel Brooks musical at Fox Performing Arts Center out in Riverside. And we've got tickets. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I'd love to give away a Pete's Breakfast House gift certificate. And call us. Call us right now. Talk to you soon.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give away some Famous Dave's gift certificate, and I'd love to get that out to somebody. Also, we've got Freebirds. If you love burritos, you got to try Freebirds burritos. And I got a gift certificate for that, too. The phone number again here is 805-419-0008. Our next guest, David Johnson. And we're talking about The Producers. And we're talking about a Mel Brooks musical over at the Fox Performing Arts Center in beautiful Riverside. It's a little far from here, but I'm telling you, I've been sending a lot of people over there. It's a really quaint little town down there, and I would love to send somebody out there. So I've got a pair of tickets right now. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. David, are you there?
I am. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what role you play.
Well, I play Max Bialystock in The Producers, and I'm a New York City actor. I do Broadway musicals. Being on The Producers has been a whirlwind for us. I mean, we've hit so many cities across the country. And it's great because it's a Mel Brooks comedy and people love it. And I think the country needs a good laugh.
I totally agree with you. That's like the best medicine, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's the best medicine there is.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in Salt Lake City, Utah right now, and we've played just countless cities. And I was a little concerned when we arrived here because I wasn't so sure how this humor would play here, but we've been getting standing ovations night after night.
I love it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And is that what you shoot for, a standing ovation? I mean, I know, is that like the...
No, well, you know, okay. I don't... It's a nice thing to get, but it depends on the crowd because sometimes, you know, it's the same way shows are different, audiences are different too. And sometimes people go to the theater to be entertained, and sometimes they go to the theater to have a good time. And those are two different crowds.
That's an interesting point. Okay.
Yeah. So it's hard to kind of like to get a barometer on the audience's feelings for the show according to whether they stand or not. Because a lot of times, like for instance, Florida, you know, we played a lot of houses in Florida, And there's a huge retirement community there, and they're not going to be jumping to their feet.
Jumping out of their seats, right? Yeah, okay.
Right, exactly. But as long as they stay.
Right, I love it. That's funny. That's great. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, theater?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Since I was 15 years old. And so I guess 25 years.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Not very long, huh?
No, not at all, right?
Yeah,
not
there,
at all.
There you go.
I mean, I do a lot of things, but the theater's my mainstay. I moved to New York City when I was 18. I got a music scholarship to NYU. And I got lucky very early. By the time I was 19, I had got my first big break, and I had done the Broadway revival of She Loves Me.
Ooh.
And that was a big national tour. And then I went on to do a whole bunch of shows. And, yeah, I've been at it ever since. But this is a whole beast unto itself. The producers playing Max Bialystock is just, oh, my goodness, it's a monster. You know, Nathan Lane said it's like the role is written for somebody who's inhuman because there's so much to do. It, the show, I think, the character Max is off stage maybe 2 minutes of the entire 2.5-hour production. So it's a lot of work.
Wow.
But
how do you,
fun.
I mean, is it, do you take... Do you take it as if, I mean, does it relate to your life? I guess that's what I would say. Does it relate to your life? I interview lots of different actors and lots of different people that do plays. It's a little bit different on TV as opposed to on play. You're right in front of the people, correct? You can't say, oh, cut, okay, let's start all over. It's got to be, you're on.
That's right. That's right. It has to be a continuum. You live in the moment as opposed to... scene by scene. So, like in if I was to act in a television show, a series or a movie, you kind of create an arc for your character. And according to what scene you're shooting that day, you go back to your script and you find where you are in that arc before you film. But when you do a theater play, whether it be on Broadway or a national tour, you start your arc from the beginning and you follow the entire thing through until the end with the audience alongside. So it's like living theater. It's like living art, so to speak,
That's interesting.
And,
Yeah,
it's really interesting, and it's I don't know, there's nothing like seeing a live stage show because of that. It's as opposed to watching something that's recorded.
Yeah,
I
do love theater. I really do. I love to go see plays. That's one of my favorite thing, and I actually support a bunch of them around, all around here, and I'm so grateful for Riverside. Let me ask you a question. I know this is playing on Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
Wow. Now, what are we going to find? What are we going to see when we enjoy this show?
Well, producers. I mean, first and foremost, it's one of the best. They say it's the funniest Broadway musical of all time, and I actually agree. I mean, there's something in it for everybody. We have a lot of people that come to see this show, and where it's their first Broadway show ever, and they're hooked. And I think the reason why is because Mel Brooks' writing is it's contemporary. I mean, even though The Producers, was done in the 1960s. It's still contemporary because it deals with like an in-your-face comedy that's very kind of hip right now. If you sit home and you watch television shows like King of Queens or Everybody Loves Raymond,
right?
That kind of free-flowing dialogue is in Producers, and it's that kind of comedy. So we have a lot of like macho husbands that go with their wives to the theater, and they're loving the show more than the wives.
I love it. Okay.
At the same time. For theater veteran, like audience members that love the big, group tap numbers that you get in 42nd Street or Anything Goes, that's also in Producers because we are a huge Broadway spectacle. I mean, we have the Broadway sets, the Broadway costumes. We have like the 5'10" and up sexy Rockette lady dancers. We have a full cast of tap dancers. So it's really off the chain. And big Broadway belty voices. I mean, it's a great show. All in all, and I
think you've done a great job recommending it. I love it. What do you most like about your role as Max?
As Max? Well, I have a lot of Max in me.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely. Because Max is a dreamer. First and foremost. I mean, the show starts off, and the poor guy is down on his luck. He's trying to produce his plays, and they're all flops. And everybody sees that they're flops except Max. You know, Max sees them as perfection. He just can't understand why people aren't coming to the shows. And that's me in many ways. And I think in order to have the chutzpah to move to New York City and to go after a career in theater, you have to have some Max Biala stock in you, because it's not just being a dreamer. It's being somebody who is able to, he sees the world in a different way. And he takes the audience on this journey through producers where, you know, the two main characters are Max and Leo. And Leo is more the everyman. He's the accountant. He has, you know, he leads a very straight-laced life. And Max, bringing him on this journey, getting
he lives on the edge, obviously, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's me in many ways. So that's what I like the most. And I like, you know, I love making people laugh.
I love it. David, you know, I am so enjoying talking with you. We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us for a couple seconds?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about the new musical, not the new musical, but it's going to be happening on Valentine's Day. And that's the producers. And, of course, we're talking with David Johnson, who is going to be Max. And is it Bialystok? Is that how you pronounce it?
Bialystok.
Okay. I love it. I love the accent too with it. And we've got tickets for that. And I would love to get those out to somebody. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, on Valentine's Day, we have something that is comedy, another comedy. It's all about comedy. And so I've got another tickets to Laugh Out Loud, and that is over at the Movie Co. in Thousand Oaks. We've got lots of laughter. I love laughter. It's all, I mean, to me, that's my favorite thing to do. So I would love to get those out to everybody right now. Call in 805-419-0008. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. We do have a whole nother hour. And, of course, we're talking with David Johnson. And he is going to be Max in The Producers. Max, I want to call you Max right now. But let me ask you really quick. If you are going to, you know, everybody says Valentine's Day. Okay, there's like, is this going to be romantic at all?
Well, there is a love story in The Producers. I don't want to give too much of it
away. Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, there is a love story. There's a couple subplots in it, but it's definitely a Valentine. I mean, I would think that this show will definitely sell out on Valentine's night.
I love it.
We have a lot of couples that come to the show. I mean, it's not a love story, but, you know, what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than to laugh, you know? I mean, that's like the best way to crack the egg, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
I actually, here in Salt Lake City, we had, we opened on Tuesday, and we're here until Monday. And our opening night, they had some sort of date night thing, and we had countless couples that came out to Producers, and some of them were first-time, like, dates, first-night dates, and some of them were couples, some of them were married, but it was couples' night. That's what it was called. And it was our best house so far.
I love that.
They loved it. They loved it. So,
well, I'm excited to send some guests there. I would love to come and see it, too, and hopefully I get to meet you. And I thank you so much for sharing about the Producers here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, the winner of your tickets, tell them to go to our stage manager or wherever they pick up their tickets at the house.
Okay.
And I'll have them come backstage and I'll take them around.
Oh, I love it. You are awesome. Okay, very cool. David Johnson, please share our show with everyone and keep in touch with us so that we can share you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You got it. Thank you so much again, David Johnson, the producers. We've got tickets, Riverside, over at Fox Performing Arts Center. It's beautiful out there. Lots and lots of places to have fun out there. So again, we are at the end of our first hour. And of course, we are here for a whole nother hour. So I hope that you stay. We've got lots of more guests. They're all different. And of course, we always end our first hour with a moment of happiness. The meaning of life is to find your gift, and the purpose of life is to give it away. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.